Before we start into the rest of these types of intercession, or prayer, I should say,
在我们开始介绍其他这些不同祷告项目之前,
I want to qualify it by telling you,
我要先说这段,
that if you're new in the arena of prayer,
就是如果你在代祷上你还是一个初步开始的,
you don't have to come to God and say, now, Lord,
你就不要这样很好很正认真到神面前说神啊。
Today is going to be supplication.
今天我的向你呈现的是代求式的祷告。
Yesterday it was meditation.
昨天是那个默想式的祷告。
Tomorrow I'll try the cry prayer.
昨天也许明天也是一个安静的祷告。
You just go in and do what's on your heart, and you'll figure it out.
事实上你就是到神面前，就是按着他的感动去做，神会知道的。
But if you're new in the arena of prayer, then it's important that you understand that there are different kinds of prayer.That are given to us in the Word.
但也就是因为你是个初学者，我就要让你知道，在神的话语上有讲到很多不同类型的祷告。
So that if we need to avail ourselves of these various kinds of prayer,
所以如果我们需要来知道这些不同的一些种类
，we can know that God will listen.
我们就会知道说神他都会垂听。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Next, we're going to be talking about. It's often translated in the Bible.As the English word cry, I will cry unto the Lord.
在接下来讲的这种类，在英文里面，我们常常讲的说是好像是一个呼吁式的、大声呼求的祷告。
Or he cried unto the Lord.
或者说，英文翻译到讲就是说我他向神大声的呼吁。
The Hebrew word is Sheva.
所以在这希伯来原文是讲 Sheva 这个字。
Or Sheva.
或者 Sheva 这个字。
And it literally means a cry for help.
但事实上，这意思本身就是说，你呼求，好像求人来帮助你。
So it's a little bit stronger than supplication.
所以这是比代求式的要再稍微强烈。
If you move into this,
那你如果在这种类型的祷告里面
，chances are you're hurting really bad.
那你就是你事实上你就是可能是在极大的创伤里面。
You're desperately in need of God's intervention.
你是非常急需神的介入。
Let me just give you some scriptures to write down and look at these later.
那我先给你一些经文，请你把它记下来。
Psalms 28:2,
诗篇二十八篇第二节。
Psalms 5:2,
第五篇第二节。
Psalms 40:1-2,
就是诗篇四十篇第一第二节。
Exodus
出埃及记
2:23,
第二章二十三节。
Psalms
诗篇。
18:6,
十八篇第六节。
And then there's a victorious cry in Psalm 61:1-2.
还有诗篇六十一篇的第一、第二节是个凯旋式的这样一个呼求。
Now let's just look at Psalms 40 for a moment.
我们来看一下诗篇第四十篇。
This is a prayer of David.
这是一个大卫的祷告。
Verses 1-2.
第一、第二节。
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
诗篇第四十篇第一、第二节，我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
So here David says that I waited patiently for the Lord.
所以在此处大卫说到说我耐心的等候耶和华。
And he inclined to my cry.
然后他就这样垂听我的呼求。
The implication is,
这边所代表的意思是
David cried out to the Lord.
就是说大卫向神大声的呼求。
But he cried out to the Lord, fully expecting the Lord to respond.
而当他大声呼求的时候，他是完完全全期待神一定会有反应。
And he says, and he drew me up out of the horrible pit.
然后他说他把那个从那可怕的祸坑中把我拉起来。
And put my feet upon a rock.
然后把我的脚放在一个磐石上
，and established my goings，
然后使我往前的走，脚步稳当。
I think probably most Christians have prayed this prayer many times in their life。
我想对基督徒来讲，他们在一生当中这样子的祷告非常多次。
You're crying out to the Lord for His deliverance。
你就是向神呼吁，请神来释放你。
For His intervention，
请他来介入你的环境。
Either for yourself or for someone else.
也许是为了你自己，或者是为了别人。
This one I'll come back to. Let me see. That one I'll come back to. Okay, the prayer, there's another word for prayer. I'm going to give you the scripture references first.
好，另外一个还有一个字也是讲到祷告，那我先告诉你一些经文。
Genesis 20 verse 7.
创世纪二十章第七节。
Numbers 21 verse 7.
还有是民数记二十章第七节。
And 1 Samuel.
还有撒母耳记上。
7.
第七章。
3 through 10.
第三到第十节。
These are just some of the examples of this kind of prayer.
而是这种类型祷告的一些例子当。
The Hebrew word means to judge.
而在它的希伯来原文，这种类型的祷告，它的原文的意思就是说你要去判断。
To intervene.
去介入。
To intercede.
去代求。
To gain God's favor on behalf of another.
然后为了别人的缘故，你要取得神对你的一个恩宠。
Let's just look at Genesis chapter 20, verse 7.
我们来看一下创世纪二十章第七节。
Abimelech had taken Abraham's wife, Sarah.
就是亚比米勒这个王，就是把那个他的妻子撒拉带走了。
And God had levied a very strict judgment upon the house of Abimelech.
所以神就在这王的家中，神就施行了一个非常严厉的一个审判。
So it says here in verse 7.
所以第七节这边说
，God is speaking to the king.
神就跟这个亚比米勒说
，He says, "So now restore to the man his wife."
他跟这个王说，你现在把这人的妻子还给他。
For he is a prophet.
因为这个男的，这个人是一位先知。
And he will pray for you.
他会为你祷告。
This word pray means what I just shared.
而这边这个祷告的意思就是我刚刚所提这种类型。
He will act as judge for you.
他会好像是一个这样一个审判官在你当中。
He will intervene for you.
他会为了你来介入一些事。
He will intercede for you.
他会为你来代祷。
And you will live.
那你就得存活。
But if you do not restore her,
但是如果你不把他妻子还给他
，nor know that you shall surely die, you and all of yours.
那你就可以确知说，你跟你的你所有的人，你都一定会死。
In Numbers,
在民数记
21:7,
二十一章第七节
，We have a similar situation. Israel had sinned.
有同样的情形，当时以色列人他们犯罪。
And God had sent serpents into their midst.
所以神就是差那个火蛇进到他们当中。
So the people are now feeling very penitent.
所以当时他们就是非常的紧张
，remorseful，
然后他们心中非常的忧愁
，for murmuring against Moses，
然后他们心中就这样子低声细语的这样子来抱怨
，and they come to Moses，
他们就到摩西的面前说
，and it says and the people came to Moses and said，
然后百姓到摩西那里说
，we have sinned，
他说我们犯罪了
，for we have spoken against the Lord and against you，
因为我们愿读了耶和华和你
，pray，
请你祷告。
To the Lord that He may take away the serpents from among us.
你求你向神，你向耶和华祷告，好叫这些蛇要离开我们。
This word pray means to act as judge.
所以这边这个祷告就是说，在我们当中好像是审判的一样。
To intervene.
你要来介入。
To intercede.
请你来代祷。
To beseech or to gain God's favor on behalf of another.
你才来寻求神，就是为了别人的需要，你到神面前寻求神的一个恩宠。
And isn't it interesting that these scriptures pertain to the injured person praying for the one who injured them.
事实上，你就发现，就是那个受伤的人，这种类型的，是受伤的人为那个伤他的人来祷告。
So when a Christian goes into the prayer closet,
所以当基督徒进入祷告的内室里面
，and they are praying on behalf of an offender,
他们就为那些得罪人的来祷告。
They are going in before the Lord as a judge.
所以他们到神面前好像是一个审判官
，and God will listen to their judgment.
神就会听这些代祷者他们的审判。
You see, every human being on the face of the earth,
你要知道全地的在全地上的每一位
carries upon their person,
就在他们身上，他们有这样承担着
the authority of a king,
都有一个君王的这样的一个权柄。
In other words.Your decisions carry the same weight as though a king had made that decision.
意思就是说你所做的决定就仿佛是君王做的决定一样。
But you also carry the weight of a judge.
但同时 你也身上承担的像是个审判官的这样的权柄。
So you don't have to go through years and years of education to be a judge.
所以你实际上不需要经过很多年的教育来成为一个审判官。
But what God is looking for from you,
但是神在你里面所要寻求的是
is not the, the harsh judgments of condemnation.
但是神在你身上 所要寻找的不是那个好像就是很尖锐的那种定罪式的这种判断
But the judgment of mercy
而是一个从怜悯所发出来的一个判断
Where God can release your offender or the offender from captivity
那以至于神能够把那个好像攻击你的或者是攻击别人那个人能够这样释放他们
In the book of Judges
在士师记里面
You see over and over again that God raised up judges on behalf of Israel.
你会重复的不断看到神就这样兴起不同的这样的士师起来为了以色列人。
Because in our culture, we identify a judge as someone who puts you in jail if you've done something wrong.
因为在我们的文化里面，我们想到这些审判官、这些士师，我们觉得他是好像把我放到监狱里面的。如果我做错事
，You think that when you hear judge in connection with failing, flailing Israel.
那你如果想到法官这种审判官跟这些非常软弱一直不停失败的以色列人
That these people were raised up not to help Israel but to judge Israel
那你就会觉得这些士师被兴起其实是为了审判以色列人
But just the opposite is true
但事实上完全是相反的
God raised these people up not to judge failing, flailing Israel
那事实上神兴起士师不是为了要来好像要来审判这些不断失败的以色列人
But to exercise judgment on Israel's enemies
事实上是要向攻击以色列的这些仇敌来施行审判
So as in a Christian when he goes into prayer
所以当基督徒他进入祷告的时候
His judgeship is designed to deliver the person for whom he prays
所以实际上他的一个审判官的职责就是说要为了他自己所带导的这个人能够把他们释放出来
If a person has offended you, the chances are
所以如果你所带导这一位是他这样已经得罪你了
They are in some form of captivity themselves
那他们这些人应该原本就已经在某种程度的捆绑里面
And the Lord wants you to pray to free them
那神要你为他祷告以至于他们能够得自由
And in doing so, he'll free both of you
那当你这样子祷告的时候，你们两者都得到释放。
Okay, the next form of prayer,
下面一种的祷告的形式
is the prayer of meditation or communion,
就是跟神那个亲密相交就的一种默想式的祷告。
No matter how much time you spend in intercession,
不管你花多少时间在代祷
you need to regularly meditate and commune with the Lord.
你需要定期的来在神面前你默想沉思然后跟神有这样的一个团契
Write these scriptures down please
请写下底下这些经文
Psalms 57:17
诗篇57篇17节
Psalms 119
119篇
Verses 15
15节
23
23节
48
48
And 148
还有148节
First Timothy 5, I mean 4:15.
提摩太前书第四章十五节，第四章十五节。
Psalm 64:1.
诗篇六十一篇第一节。
Psalms 143:5.
一百四十三篇第五节。
And Joshua 1:8.
还有就是约书亚记第一章第八节。
In all of these scriptures, we are either commanded to meditate upon the word of the Lord.
所以这些经文当中，我们或者神就是就是命令我们要来在神面前要来默想
，or they are examples of meditation，
或者就是这些默想的这样子的例子
，or perhaps the psalmist is saying I regularly meditate，
或者这些诗人说哦，神啊，我是定期的固定到你面前来默想。
The way to stay strong in prayer is to be strong in the Word，
就是你要在神在代祷的事上，你是成为一个非常坚强的，你就需要在神的话语上你有很好的根基。
If you do not maintain a word life,
就是如果你没有这样好好有研读神话语的这样一个生活
，the enemy will push you out of the door of prayer so fast.
那仇敌就可以很轻易的把你从代祷的生活当中这样把你赶出去。
The word becomes our necessary strength to stay strong in prayer.
所以你想要在你代祷的生命当中非常的强韧的话，你就需要花很多时间来研读神的话。
And this really isn't about the word, it's about prayer, so I won't go into great detail.
那因为这我们现在主要是谈到这个 祷告，所以我不会讲到很多细节。
But the best way to study the word,
但是你要来好好，就是你要来研读神的话，一个最好的方法
is through meditating on it.
就是经由这样子默想。
Communing with God over the word, as we talked last night.
就像我昨天晚上所教的，你把话带到神面前，你跟神有交通。
Rolling the scripture over and over in your mind.
在你的思想里面把这些的话语这样反复的在那边思想。
Carrying it with you as you walk along the way.
就这样行走的当中的时候，你持续把这些经文放在你旁边。
When, as you go to work.
当你去上班的时候。
As you walk through your day.
当你这样经过这一天的生活当中。
Every opportunity, meditate upon the scripture.
你只要抓到机会，你就来默想神的话。
It will keep you strong in the arena of prayer.
那就会让你在祷告的事情上头，你是非常强的。
Let's come back to the prayer of encounter with God.
还有一个就是说你跟神相遇式的这种祷告。
You know, there are sometimes when I go into prayer, I just know I'm going into an encounter.
有时候我进入祷告的时候，我就知道我今天一定会遇见神。
I just feel it, I sense it in my heart.
我在我心中我可以感受到。
That the minute I go into the prayer closet,
所以当我一旦进入带到了内室的时候
Jesus is going to appear to me.
耶稣就会向我显现。
There's going to be an encounter with God.
今天就一定跟神有一个相遇。
And when our prayers entail encounters,
当我们的祷告里面会开始然后有开始有这样的相遇的经历
There's a very special reason for it.
那其实是有个很特别的一个原因。
I can tell you that when I go to Israel to pray,
我可以告诉你当我去以色列祷告的时候
Almost every time I go to my knees in prayer,
当我每一次我这样跪下来祷告的时候
Jesus appears to me and he tells me how to pray.
耶稣都会向我显现，然后告诉我该怎么祷告。
It means a continual encounter with God.
这是代表一个持续性的这样子跟神的一个相遇。
Because the prayers that are prayed over Israel,
因为你知道为以色列的祷告
are very critical in this time.
在这个时候是非常非常具关键性的。
I can remember one time I had been up much of the night in prayer.
我记得有一次我几乎整夜没睡都在祷告。
And I had only been to sleep maybe a half hour at the very most.
然后我最多大概就睡不到半个小时。
The Lord came into my room and he said, Nita, go into the prayer room.
然后神就在我房间显现说你要进入祷告室了。
I was so, because I was tired, I'd been in prayer for much of the night.
因为我大半夜都在祷告，所以我其实很疲惫。
Trying to wake myself up out of sleep was not easy.
所以想要从睡梦中起来其实不容易。
But I arrested myself.
但是我就这样好像把我自己这样抓起来一样。
And I got up and I went into the prayer room.
那我就进入我的祷告室。
As I came into the prayer room, I pulled out a map. I felt like I was supposed to pull out a map of Israel.
那时候我有感动，就是说我要把以色列这个地图好像把它展示出来。
And I began to pray over the borders of Israel.
我就开始为以色列的这样边境来祷告。
As I did that,
当我如此做
there are seven spirits of God that are listed in the Bible.
圣经上里面讲到神的有七个灵。
They appear in the book of Revelation as torches before the throne.
Oh, okay. 他讲到说这七个灵在神面前好像是那个火柱一样，火把。
Two of the seven spirits of God appeared to me in the prayer room.
那这七位当中的其中两位就在我祷告室里面向我显现。
The spirit of the fear of Lord,
哦，就是敬畏神的灵。
And the spirit of, I can't remember. which one was the other one? Just a minute.Oh, the spirit of the Lord. Excuse me.
耶和华的灵
Spirit of the Lord and the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
就是耶和华的灵还有敬畏耶和华的灵
Appeared to me.
向我显现
And what they came to me to do was to outline the boundaries of Israel.
他们向我显现就是要把这个以色列的边界这样把它勾画出来
So I had prayed over all the boundaries, the true boundaries, the biblical boundaries of Israel.
所以我就按照他向我显现那个就合乎圣经的这样的一个边界，我开始祷告。
And the spirit of the fear of the Lord stood beside me.
这个敬畏耶和华的这个灵，他就站在我的旁边。
And he told me that the spirit of the Lord was now going to go around the boundaries of Israel and mark out the boundaries that I had prayed.
又讲到说，他就告诉我说，那个耶和华的灵现在就要出去，在所有这个他刚才所告诉我的这个边界当面，要开始做他那个标志。
So suddenly, the roof of the prayer room, the prayer sanctuary, just became non-existent.
就这样，突然之间，我好像我那个祷告室的那个屋顶就好像不见了。
And the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord rose up.
那这个耶和华的灵就这样子。这样子兴起起来
into the heavens,
进入天空
and he went along the whole boundary of the nation of Israel.
他就这样子这样巡线，这样经过所有的以色列的边界。
I was so amazed at what I was seeing. I made the mistake of starting to say, "Praise the Lord."
我那时候非常的吃惊，然后我就犯了一个错误，我说，哦，赞美神。
When the spirit of the fear of the Lord that was standing beside me.
而当时站在我旁边的这个敬畏耶和华的灵
put pressure on my head,
就把一股压力放在我的头部
he bowed my head down,
就这样把我头按下来
and he said, be silent in the presence of the Lord,
跟我说在神的面前你静默
until he is finished,
一直到他做完他的工
and so I had to sit there in utter silence when I was so excited, I was exploding inside.
所以当时其实我里面非常的兴奋，好像爆炸一样，可是我却要完全完全的安静。
While God was doing His work,
当神正在做他的事。
When He was finished,
当他做完之后
，He said to me, "Would you like to see what He just did?"
问我说，你要不要看看他刚才所成就的事呢
？I said yes.
我说是的，我要。
So I was lifted up into the heavens.
我就被这样子提起来到了天空。
Into the sky over Israel.
就到了以色列的天空
and I saw this light that looked like a laser beam, all drawing, having drawn the boundaries of Israel that went clear over into Jordan.
我就很清楚的看到，他说这个边界就好像是镭射光束一样，这样沿着以色列的边界走一圈，而且是很清楚的有进到约旦国的境内。
This was an encounter with God.
这就是跟神的一个相遇。
I knew when I went into the prayer closet that there was going to be an encounter for a very special reason.
那天我知道为了一个很特殊的缘故，当我进入祷告室，我会跟神有个相遇。
I didn't know what it would be until I got in there.
我虽然我并不知道是什么样，但是我就知道会有。
But you know, there are many times that God has assigned that a Christian can have an encounter with Him.
你知道神时候很多时候其实他已经预定一些基督徒，他可以跟神有这样的一个相遇。
Where they can accomplish something very important for the Lord.
让他们能够为神来成就非常重要的事。
He may not appear to you to say, "Come into the prayer closet."
那神也许不会这样子跟你显现说来，请你来祷告室。
But He'll tug on your heart to come into prayer.
但他会在你的心里面这样子感动你、触动你，叫你去祷告。
And if you don't go,
那如果你不去
，you will miss the encounter forever.
你就会永永远远失去这个相遇的机会。
I want to tell you something about the things of the Lord.
那我需要告诉你一件有关神的事。
Most things that He will avail to the Christian,
就是那些他愿意向基督徒这样彰显的。
If you do not position yourself at the moment to receive that blessing,
所以如果在那个当时你没有在一个处于接受这样祝福的一个位置上
，that blessing is forever lost.
那这个祝福就永永远远的失去了。
You'll never have an opportunity to reclaim it.
你就再也没有机会再来得着它。
Now there are a few things that God will give you a second chance, but most you will never have a second chance.
当然有一些时候神在有些事情上他会给你第二次的机会，但是绝大部分就你不会再有第二次的机会。
So most Christians lose their blessings because they do not have a life of prayer.
那很多的基督徒失去他们的祝福，因为他们没有一个祷告的生活。
And because they don't have a life of prayer, they've never learned obedience.
那就因为他们没有学会在一个祷告的生活，他们就没有学会一个顺服的生活。
If you want to begin to have encounters with God,
你如果渴望跟神有这样的相遇
，become a person of prayer.
你要开始成为一个祷告的人。
In our encounters with God, very frequently we will find.Our wisdom is changed, utterly changed.
当我们跟神有这样子的相遇的时候，我们常常就会发现我们的智慧是完全的被改变过来。
Let me give you an example.
给你一个例子。
How many of you are? I know this is going to be a silly question, but how many of you are aware that we have been involved in the dividing of the land of Israel? Raise your hand.
你们多少人知道说，就是美国有参与到就分割以色列这件事情？请举手。
Raise your hand.
让我看一下。
Many, many Christians across this nation have sent out prophetic words. Many ministers, many prophets have sent out prophetic words that America has, you know, is cursed now because of dividing the land of Israel.
许多在美国，就是美国全地，有很多的牧师甚至先知有这样，放出这样的话，就说美国现在是被咒诅的，因为美国呢，他参与分割以色列这件事情。
They even say that Katrina, the Hurricane Katrina, happened because we divided the land of Israel.
那甚至说这个就是 Hurricane, 就是这个飓风 Hurricane 会发生在美国，就是因为我们参与这件事。
How many of you have heard that? Raise your hand.
你们多少人有听过类似的这样的预言
？I want you to know that that is a fallacy.
我必须告诉你说这是错误的。
I too was under the assumption that if America played a part in dividing the land of Israel, that we would bring a curse upon America.
我事实上我自己原来也是在这样的假设当中，就是如果我们参与分割以色列，美国就会遭到咒诅。
And I was dealing with a lot of grief over that.
所以我因此就是为这个产生许多痛苦，我在处理这些痛苦。
I mean, I love my people, Israel.
我爱我自己的百姓，就是以色列人。
The dividing of the land was a very painful issue to me because I'm Jewish.
那因为我是犹太人，你要把犹太的国的这个，就是以色列国分裂，对我来讲是个很痛苦的事。
The day that President Bush met with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the Prime Minister of the Palestinians, I was in Israel.
就是那一天，当布希总统跟那个夏隆，以色列夏隆总理，还有巴勒斯坦的总理相遇的那一天，我其实是在以色列。
And the grief that infiltrated that nation was incredible.
在当时呢，整个国家所感受、所充满了那个伤痛是，是真的是难以承受。
So I suffered very much over this dividing of the land of Israel.
所以分割以色列国土的这件事情，对我来讲，我真的遭到很大的痛苦。
The Lord told me to go up to a prayer center up on the Mount of Olives.
所以神就 叫我去那个橄榄山上的一个祷告的一个地中心去祷告。
And he said, "There I will meet with you."
神说我会在那边 来跟你相遇。
So I spent much time in prayer for my people during that time.
所以 那段时间我花了很多的时间为我的百姓子民祷告。
But I couldn't get over this grief.
但是我却不能胜过里面的忧伤。
So I was in prayer.
所以我在祷告。
And Jesus appeared to me.
耶稣就向我显现。
He had a legal pad in his hand. Do you know what a legal pad is? It's a writing tablet that is extra long.
Oh, 就是说他手上有个这样一张纸张，就是这种特别长的哦，那种八乘十一那种的单子。
Attorneys use them. That's why they're called legal pads.
Oh, 就通常是那些八乘十四那种大的。对，通常是那种检察官会用的，所以他们叫它叫做法律上用的这种纸。
And he's standing there. I was trying to find a scripture, but I'll let it go for right now. He was standing there, holding this legal pad.
So, 耶稣就站在那边拿了这个样比较长的这张纸
with a pen in his hand.
手上另外拿了一支笔
Hold this for a second, Nick. And he's going, Nita.
耶稣就这样子敲的时候 ，Nita， 请你注意。
I have a contention with Israel.
就是我对神，我对以色列，我是有一个计划。
I was shocked. I looked at him. I couldn't believe he was doing this.
我当时我很吃惊，我不知道，我不敢相信耶稣跟我做这件事。
He said, "I have a contention with Israel."
Contention.
Argument.
Okay. 我为了以色列，我有这样的一个，好像一个，我要跟他一个辩论，我要为他有所坚持。
And I said, "Lord, what is it you are offended with?"
我说神，你到底是为了什么而被冒犯呢？
He said, "You are all so concerned about the dividing of the land of Israel."
他说，神跟我说，你是那么的，好像在乎被这样的，就是一个国土的分割，你完全的这样在乎这件事。
He said, "My people are living in this land, and they are defiling it with their sin."
就是我的百姓住在这个地方，然后因为他们的罪在那边被败坏。
And they are defiling themselves in my presence with their sin.
然后因着他们的罪，在我的同在当中，他们在败坏自己。
It isn't the land I'm concerned about, Nita. It is their souls.
神跟我说，我并不是那么在乎他们的土地，我乃是在乎他们的灵魂。
That visitation came to an end.
然后这次的造访就结束了。
I gathered myself up and I said, "Right, right. He has a right to be offended with Israel."
所以我就这样子起来跟我自己说，对。
He has a right to try to get our attention.
所以他是有权利得到我们的注意力的。
Later, he came to me again.
之后，稍后他又再次向我显现。
He simply said, "Come with me."
他说：“你来。
”And immediately, I found us out on like a dirt area.
他就带我们到一团好，就是一堆土土的地方。
With the Holy Spirit going before us, burrowing into the ground.
他就好像这样子这样子这样穿进那个土里面。
He went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
他就越深越深的进入那个土壤里面。
And Jesus and I followed him down through this burrow that he was making.
然后他就是我跟耶稣这样经就是这样经过他所凿出这个渠道往下去。
Until I found us in the belly of hell.
然后一直到我发现我们身处在那个地狱的中心点。
Along all the walls, as far as I could see,
就是我眼睛所能够看到这个这样一切的这个墙壁上面
，there were jail cells,
全部都是这些监狱
，with moss and you know, it stunk down there. It stinks like sulfur.
就是里面闻起来真的是像硫磺的味道，然后各样那种虫都在那边。
There was this like moss all over the cages,
就是在这些囚牢当中，就很多那种，就是那种蛾啊，那种软这样子。
And the walls were breathing,
但是这个墙好像在那边这样呼吸一样
，like a human being,
就好像人一样。
And the Lord said to me,
然后神向我说
，He quoted a scripture right out of Isaiah.
他从以赛亚书这边他讲了一段经文
，right here,
以赛亚书第。
Isaiah 5:14.
以赛亚书第五章十四节。
Yeah.
以赛亚书第五章十四节，故此阴间扩张其域，开了无限量的口，他们的荣耀、群众、繁华并快乐的人都落在其中。
This speaks of Israel.It speaks of hell enlarging itself to receive the souls of the people.
这边讲的就是以色列人，讲到说这个地狱扩张它的容量，好叫它能够盛装这些人的灵魂。
So as these walls are breathing, I can hear them breathing, and I can see them breathing.
我可以看到，也能够听到，就是这些墙壁在那边呼吸。
About every second or third breath, a whole new section of cells would suddenly appear.
好像每两三秒之后，就又有另一处新的这样的一个墙壁被建造开凿出来。
The Lord waves His hand like this. There are tears flowing down His cheeks.
然后在神的脸颊上就是这样流泪，然后他就用手这样像我这样指示这些墙。
He quotes the scripture and he says, "Nita."
他就举了这段经文，然后呼叫我的名字。
Hell is enlarging itself to receive the souls of my people Israel.
他说。这个地狱正在扩张它的这个境界，好能够接受我百姓他们的灵魂。
He said, "I did not create this place for my people Israel."
他说我并没有来创造这个地狱是为了以色列。
I created this place for the devil and his angels.
我为这个地方就是单单为了这些为了撒旦跟这些败坏的天使。
But he said, "These cells are filled with Jewish people."
他说可是在这些监牢的里面充满了都是犹太人。
People who love the land,
就是这些人，他们那么爱他们的土地
but have never found me as their Messiah.
但是全然都没有找到我成为他们的弥赛亚。
He said, "My interest at this time is not the land, Nita."
他说，他告诉我说，我现今我所有兴趣的并不是这个地图。
It is the salvation of my people Israel.
而是我百姓以色列他们的救恩。
You and the church must get your focus off the land.
就是你还有教会必须把你一切所专注的从地图这个事情上头挪开
and get your focus on praying for the salvation of my people Israel
而是来专注于为以色列的百姓的救恩来祷告
but you know Jewish people learn hard
你要知道对以色列来讲是不容易学习
the Bible says we're stubborn people and stubborn people don't learn easily
圣经称呼以色列人说是顽固的人学习是不容易的
So although I'm having these profound experiences where the Lord is trying to explain to me that we need not grieve over the division of the land
所以即便我有这样的一个非常深远的这样一个经历就是我不需要为了土地这样子的忧伤
I can't hold on to it so I keep going back into the grief over the dividing of the land
但是我还是不是完全能够明白所以我还是再一次的为了这个地图的分割我在那边伤痛
I'm back home in America now
然后后来我回到美国
and one night shortly after I returned
就是我从以色列回到家不久之后
I'm awakened
有一天夜里我醒来
by hearing the words that are coming down from eternity toward me.
我就听到一个声音，好像是从像永生那个地方就这样子朝着我一直传过来。
They're echoing through eternity.
他们在这永生这样子这样彼此回荡，然后传到我这儿。
The voice of the sounds of many waters.
就好像众水的声音。
And the voice is saying, "It is the goodness of God as it is traveling down through eternity." It is saying, "It is the goodness of God that divides the land of Israel."
他好像从永生这样子回荡过来，这样传递过来说，这是因为神的良善，所以神让以色列的国土会分开。
Those words enter deep inside of me.
而这些话就这样深深的进到我的里面。
And the goodness of God begins to explode from within me.
而在我的里面，那个神的良善，神的好，在我里面好像炸开一样。
To the point that I couldn't contain His goodness.
以至于到个地步，我没办法再盛装他的良善。
And I was thrust out of my body,
然后我就从我体内这样子被提出去,
taken up into the spirit,
然后被带到灵里,
and I was transported back through time,
我就被好像这样穿过时光的隧道回到过去,
wherein I saw the fountains of the deep broken up,
我就看到那个地的深渊这样子裂开,
I saw the great plates of the earth begin to move and shift,
我就看到地上那种大块的那个地土就开始这样子摇动，在彼此的这样子。
The waters from the fountains breaking up and breaking forth.
所以地的泉源就这样子被这样涌上来。
And what I am seeing is what the voice says.
而我当时我所看到的就是那个声音所向我说的。
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be again.
就是说在诺亚的时候怎么样，今天也会如此。
What happened? In the days of Noah, the great fountains broke open, the plates of the earth began to shift. There were earthquakes, and there was flooding over all of the world.
在诺亚的时代发生什么事呢？就是地的深渊这样裂开，然后地大量的这样子移动，有各样的就是各样的水泉冒上来，然后有地震，然后全地都有洪水。
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be again.
所以神说，在诺亚时候怎么样，今日也会再发生。
What was God doing in the days of Noah?
那神在诺亚时代他做了什么呢？
He was judging the unrighteous.
他就是审判那些不义的。
Judging those that called themselves by his name and those who hated God.
就是来审判那些自称就是以神自称是神的名的人，或者是那些恨神的人。
Who were unrighteous.
那些不公义的人。
He judged the world in so much that there were only 8 people left.
他的审判是那样子的严重，以至于一共只有八个人得以存活。
So he is telling me.
所以神告诉我,
the earth is once again going to go through this crisis.
所以神说, 这个地上会再一次的经过这样子类型的这种灾难。
Where God is going to break open the fountains of the deep.
所以神会再一次的把地的深渊完全的打开。
The earth is going to quake.
然后整个地会这样子震动。
Because God is once again visiting the earth.
因为神再一次的来造访地
For the sake of pulling himself out a righteous people.
就是为了他自己要兴起一群公义的百姓。
What happened in Asia?
在亚洲发生了什么事?
Tsunami.
有海啸。
And it's not going to be the last.
那不会是最后一个海啸。
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be again.
在诺亚时候怎么样,今日就会怎么样。
God is dealing with the peoples of the earth.
神现在正在来处理地上的这些人。
And while he's dealing with the peoples of the earth, he is also dealing with my people, Israel.
当他这样做的时候，同时他也是在处理以色列。
He's dealing with Israel for the purpose of bringing my people to salvation.
而他的目的就是要能够带以色列人能够进入救恩。
This is not about the nations being mean to Israel.
这并不是就是说好像针对一些有些国家对以色列非常的残忍。
This is about God getting the Jewish people's minds off of the land and onto the true rest found in Messiah.
他乃是要让以色列人不再只是专注他们地土，而是能够好像转注他们的注意力进到神，就是那个真正的给他平安的那一位。
Why am I sharing this with you?
为什么要跟你提这些呢？
His wisdom is not our wisdom.
他的智慧不是我们的智慧。
His ways are not our ways.
他的道路不是我们的道路。
I know that it talks in the Bible about dividing the land of Israel and God's discipline of the nations for doing that.
圣经上有讲到说，凡事好像会参与这个分割地土的，神就会来管理他们。
But it also tells us in the Bible that there is a time when God divides the land.
但是圣经上也有提，会有一个时候是神自己亲自来分割这个地。
And he uses man to do it.
然后使用人去做这件事。
For the purpose of preparing the nation for revival.
而他的目的就是要来预备这个国家能够来承受一个复兴。
Which is what is going to happen in Israel.
这就即将要在以色列发生的事。
Those who truly want God are going to be given the spirit of revival and Israel is going to be awakened.
而那些真的渴望神的人，他们会得到复兴的灵，而在以色列的百姓，他会苏醒起来。
And this is the crisis that is going to provoke it.
而这个东西就是会借着这个事情，就是借着这些灾难，会让这个事情产生。
When we don't know how to pray, and our prayers are very, important to God.
就当我们不知道怎么祷告，但是我们祷告又对神很重要的时候。
And we are crying out to Him, God, tell me how to pray.
那我们就大声跟神呼求说，神啊，你教我怎么样祷告。
I don't want to pray my will. I want to pray Your will.
我不想按着我的旨意来祷告，我要按着你的旨意。
If He has to take us up into Himself in special, encounters.Or has to come to us in special encounters.
就是如果这个事情是需要说神来向我们显现，或者把我们带入他的同在当中。
Or give us an encounter in His Word.
或者让我们在他的话语上好像跟他相遇。
Speak to us in dreams or visions.
或者经由异梦异象来向我们说话。
If He has to do that to help us understand His will, He will do that.
如果这些事情是神所需要用的，好叫我们能够明白的话，神就会如此做。
Well, if the encounter is a face-to-face encounter,
那如果所需要的是一个好像面对面的相遇，
it will change your perspective of things.
它就会改变你对这个事情的看法。
Every time I start thinking about grieving over the division of the land of Israel,
每一次当我想到说这分割以色列地图的那个所产生的那个伤痛，
I remember that it is God's goodness that has divided the land.
那我就想到这是因为神的良善，他才会允许这事这样做。
How can you grieve over the operation of His goodness?
那你怎么能够在神他行良善的事上，你在那边忧伤呢？
Now the Hurricane Katrina.
至于讲那个飓风 Katrina.
That was God's dealings with that city.
那是因为神要来处理这个城市。
That was God's dealings with the South.
是因为神要来对美国这个南方要有一些处理。
First and foremost, it was His dealings over the insanity of things that took place against the First Nations people.
那第一个最主要就是因为他们在对美国，就是原来的美国土著他们所做的一些事情。
Secondly, it was His dealings over the insanity of the slavery years.
还有另外就是他们在这个黑奴的时代，他们所做一些这些不公平、不公义的事。
Third, it was the insanity of the people's outright, shameful and decadent rejection of God.
就是在那个地方，他们对人的一种完全不法、非常可耻的一些抵抗神的事情。
Early last year, I took a group of intercessors to New Orleans.
去年年初我带了一群人就是到
New Orleans to pray over the city.
就是为那个城市来祷告。
And the Lord spoke to me.
神向我说。
He revealed all of the secret sins of New Orleans.
他向我就是揭露那个地方所发生一切隐秘的一些罪。
And when he finished, he said, I will destroy this city in a day.
他就告诉我说，他说我要在一天之内把这个城市毁掉。
He did not...allow the hurricane to come against New Orleans because of Israel.
他并不是因为以色列的缘故，他就允许这样的飓风到纽奥良州。
I don't care how many similarities are between the Gaza separation and what took place with Hurricane Katrina. It had nothing to do with Israel.
不管跟前面那个加沙走廊的分割等等这些事情有什么相类似的，这个事情都不是因为以色列才发生的。
It had everything to do with the sin-sick nation of America.
它乃是完全是因为我们这个在美国这个本土所发生一切的罪。
And our righteousness, our rejection of His righteous ways.
还就是我们拒绝他的公义的法则。
When He said He would destroy that city in a day, do you agree New Orleans was destroyed?
你同意吗？的确，这个城市是在一天之内被毁。
Do you agree?
你同意吗
？God did it because His long suffering had come to an end.
因为神的长久忍耐已经到了一个尽头。
What happened to the people there happened to the people there to shake them out of their complacency.
就是因为就是神要这样做，就是要把这群人从他们一切好像不相关这些冷漠当中能够释放出来。
The people were not removed from their homes, not even the African American people. Were they removed from their homes because we divided Israel?
他们并不是因为我们把以色列人分割，以至于他们要从他们的家乡这样被挪走。
They were removed from their homes so that they would stop. worshiping their idols.
他们 被挪开从家园，是因为他们帮助他们不再去崇拜他们的偶像。
And come out of the complacency of the sin that they're living in.
而让他们所处的那个邪恶当中，那个罪当中能够出来。
Not only is God going to deal with New Orleans the way He did,
所以神不仅是要用这种方式来处理纽奥兰州
，but He's going to destroy Nashville.
他也会来处理那个田纳西州那个 Nashville 那个城市。
He's going to destroy Las Vegas.
还有就是拉斯维加斯
Los Angeles
就是洛杉矶
San Francisco
旧金山
New York
纽约
Miami
迈阿密州
Many of the cities across America are marked for destruction
事实上美国有许多的城市已经被标注出来是要被毁灭
And the only reason that many of those cities have not gone through already what New Orleans has gone through
而这些城市当中他们为什么有些还没有经历纽奥良州这样的命运
Is because intercessors have prayed.
那是因为有代祷者在为这些城市祷告。
Forgive the sin of these nations, Lord.
神啊，请你赦免这些国的罪。
Forgive the sin of these cities, Lord.
求你来赦免这些城市的罪。
Some, like me, have prayed through tremendous encounters with God.
很多人像我这样子，就是在跟神的同在当中，面对面让我这样子祷告。
Forgive our nation, Lord.
我说神啊，请你来赦免我们的国。
Jesus at one time took me up, into the Rocky Mountains.
神有自带我就是那个洛基山脉。
When he took me into the Rocky Mountains, he took me down a path.
他就带我经由一条这样的路径呢，经过这个洛基山脉。
And in this path, there were caves all over the mountains.
而这个过程当中，就是这个山脉当中有一些不同的洞穴。
The caves were filled with people worshiping idols.
那边都是人在那边祭祀偶像。
He said, "Nita, I'm going to show you that America has become the garden of the gods."
就说我必须向你显示，美国已经成为拜众偶像的一个地方。
So many are the idols that they worship in this nation.
在这个国家，他们真的是敬拜这么多的偶像。
I met people who propagated religions from all over the world in America.
我碰到一些人，他们是把世界各地的这样子就是各样的宗教，把它输到美国来。
Religions and cults,
不管是异教还是其他的一些信仰
and they were spreading through America like a disease.
他们在美国这样传，就好像疾病一样。
Do you know why this is happening?
你知道为什么这样发生吗？
Because the people are not praying.
因为这边没有人祷告。
We're not praying for our nation.
我们没有为我们的国家祷告。
Whether you are a new intercessor or whether you are a mature intercessor, we need to pray for America.
不管你是刚开始的起步的，或者你是很成熟代祷者，我们需要为美国来祷告。
God does not want to destroy our nation.
神并不想毁掉我们的国家。
He wants to save America.
他想要拯救美国。
He wants to use America powerfully in the end days.
他想要在末世的时候这样子大能的来使用美国。
The church needs to quit looking at America as an obstacle of God of horror before God.
所以百姓应该就是不要再看美国好像是神面前是一个很大的障碍。
We need to quit seeing America as a nation that God wants to vomit out of his mouth.
我们也不要看美国好像是神好像很急于要从口中吐出去的一个国家。
And see America as a nation that God deeply loves.
你要视美国是一个被神所深爱的国家。
He wants to heal us.
他要医治我们。
And he wants to use us for his glory.
他为了他的荣耀要使用美国。
So God is raising up intercessors all across this nation.People like you,
是神在美国全地正在兴起这样的代祷者，像你们一样
，to pray for America,
来为美国祷告。
There is no nation on the face of this earth. Believe me, please trust me.
请你相信我，在全世界没有一个国家像美国。
There is no nation on the face of this earth outside of Israel that needs prayer more than this nation.
除了以色列，没有一个国家比美国更需要来被代祷。
God will honor the person who will dedicate their lives to praying for America.
对于那些愿意献身来为美国祷告的人，神会尊荣他。
He will bless you for praying for America.
神会因为你为美国祷告，神会祝福你。
Because America was created to fulfill a very important purpose in the end times.
因为美国被造是为了要在末世的时候要来实践一个非常重要的一个角色。
Pray for America.
所以请为美国祷告。
If you don't know how to pray, ask God, "How do I pray?"
如果你不知道怎么样为美国祷告，你问神。
But until he tells you, one thing I can promise you, you can pray.
但是我可以确保你至少可以为这样的祷告。
Is that God will forgive us for the sin and decadence and the idol worship that goes on in this nation?
就是主，我要为这个国家所一直持续有这个敬拜偶像的这个罪，我来向你悔改。
And that God will forgive us for the shedding of innocent blood.
那神也会来赦免我们，就是流无辜人的血。
As the shedding of innocent blood is forgiven, revival will explode across America.
一旦那个流无辜人血的罪被已经祷告完了，那神就会释放这个复兴在全美国。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你了解我所说的吗
？Do you understand?
你明白吗
？Do you understand?Raise your hand if you understand.
请举手如果你明白。
How many of you are going to start praying for America?
有多少人你会开始为美国祷告
？God will bless you for it.
神会因此而祝福你。
So we've gone through all of these kinds of prayers.
所以我们今天早上提到这些不同种的祷告形式。
Each one is designed to expand you.
每一个都是能够然后扩充你。
And to bring great blessings.
以至于能够带下很大的祝福
into the kingdom of God.
进入神的国度里面。
My encouragement is that you take what you've learned in the last two sessions.
所以我鼓励你，就是你根据你前面这两堂你所学的
and begin to apply it.
你开始来运用它。
I've gone to great lengths to try to help you understand.
我很仔细的花时间来帮助你们了解。
God's ways are not our ways.
神的道路不是我们的道路。
It's not always the right thing to do to pray in your human wisdom.
就并不是就是按着你自己智慧人的智慧去祷告并不是件对的事
But pray in divine wisdom.
你要按着从属天来的一个智慧
Seek the wisdom of God.
你来寻求神的智慧
Fast for the wisdom of God.
你为了要得到神的智慧你来进食
And he will give it so that you can pray effectual prayers.
以至于你可以开始有一个有功效的祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's stand.
让我们一起起立
My precious Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天上的父
You are truly the judge of the whole earth.
你实在是全地的那位审判者
And we are a people in great need of your wisdom.
你的百姓实在非常需要你的智慧
While you are the judge of the whole earth, you are also the Savior.
你不仅是全地的那个审判官，主你也是全地的那位拯救者。
And all that you do in mercy.
在你一切所做的都是从你的怜悯出发的。
And in justice.
而且是在公义。
I ask that you will let your spirit come upon the people who are here.
神啊，我呼求你的灵现在降下在这个地方的每一位。
That you will impart to them a higher wisdom.
以至于你能够分赐一个更高的智慧在他们里面。
That you will establish them in prayer, Lord.
然后在祷告的事上，你要开始这样建造他们。
That you will establish them and that you will sustain them.
主，你建造他们，而且你维持他们。
As intercessors.
就是身为一个代祷者。
Father.
父啊。
You are needing people throughout the earth who are friends of God.
神啊，你在全地，你都需要。就是那些愿意做神朋友的人
，People who have ceased to look at things through the eyes of man，
这些人他们不再从人的眼光来看事
，And who look at things through the eyes of God，
而是从神的眼光来看事情。
You're looking for such people, Lord，
神啊，你正在寻找如此的人
，To lift them up in great authority and great power。
你要把他们提升到一个极大的权柄跟能力里
，to do a great work in the days ahead，
而在未来的日子能够成就大事。
Your word says that those who know their God，
你话语上说那些认得他神的人
，will do great things，
会成就大事
，great miracles，
大的奇迹
，will shine like the stars， Lord，
会好像星辰这样子的明亮的闪耀
，for the glory of the Lord。
乃是为了神的荣耀。
My prayer for these people, Father.
父啊，我对这些人的祷告是。
For my heart breaks.
我的心这样破碎。
My heart aches.
我的心这样子疼痛。
My prayer for these people in this room, Lord.
主，今天我为这群人的祷告是。
Is that they will receive the burden of prayer.
他们会能够接受到祷告的这个负担。
And that they will become wise intercessors, Lord.
以至于他们能够成为一个有智慧的代祷者。
That your spirit will come upon them, Father.
是的，父啊，你的智慧要停到他们的身上。
And give them the grace to release every hindrance, Father.
给他们的恩典能够释放所有的这些拦阻。
Every encumbrance, O God.
每一个 困难的地方
，Every hindrance that keeps them from the secret place of the Most High，
一切拦阻他们进到你那个在至高处隐秘处的拦阻。
Let your spirit fall，
神啊，求你降下你的灵
，Captivate these people for intercession，
真的抓住他们的心来为了来代
祷。Let your spirit fall，
神啊，愿你的灵降下。
Let the cloud of your glory come down，
愿你那个荣耀的云彩现在就降下。
And create in the hearts of these people.
在这些人的心中，你要这样创造出来。
A place for yourself, Father.
一个地方空位是为了你。
Bring them into the places of intercession.
把他们带入代祷的地位里面。
Bring them into the throne room of decisions.
把他们带入那个做决定的那个宝座前。
Make of them what they cannot be in themselves, O God.
主啊，提升到一个他们自己没办法成就的事。
For the earth needs their prayers.
因为这个世界需要他们的祷告。
The kingdom of God needs their prayers, Lord.
神的国需要他们的祷告。
Sholaka ansarova zinglatoro.Kuro tore bevera shako poro solataro beveta saro. Clateveja no mocosola tapendico povoro topesta. Henalo oroto pekenazo ropovestato. Halo povoro topekenaj sheko olari zincaro vishinkoro. Fizoroco protoveja no osoloro bevesanguro toke mashikandaso.Ora veleri di binto coloso mesha foro troppo vosson de che la gingo dovel. Findo co porosora camprista lo oroto pesce. You, O God, are almighty.
Oh, 神啊，唯有你是全能的。
You, O God, are the spirit of truth.
Oh, 唯有你是那个真理的神。
You, O God, are the spirit of supplication.
Oh, 你就是那位代求的灵。
You, O God, are brooding over the earth, even in this moment.
就是你在全地正在运行。
Brooding over your church.
神啊，在你的教会开始孕育。
Calling forth the holy priesthood, O God.
主啊，召唤出你那个圣洁的祭司。
Of those who will be called into the secret council of God.
这些人要被召唤进入那个跟你相遇的那个奥秘处。
To pray the most lofty prayers ever been prayed by man.
要来向你发出一个最高的呼求。
This is the hour, Lord.
就是这个时刻。
This is the hour of the fullness of time.
就是这个预先所知道的这个时刻。
This is the hour of intervention of God Almighty.
这个时刻就是神要来介入的时刻。
We worship you, Lord.
神啊，我们敬拜你。
Visit the earth in your great voice, O my Father.
主啊，这就是你的伟大的声音。
Visit the earth in your great thunder, O my God.
神啊，在你雷电当中，你要来造访这个地。
Let the rain come.
让这个雨降下来。
Let the thunder sound.
主啊，让那个雷声响起。
Let the lightning be released.
让闪电被释放。
Intervene in the affairs of man, O God.
神啊，求你介入人的事。
Let your spirit come in explosive ways.
主啊，真的用个爆炸性的方式，主让你的灵降临。
To bring your church to the fullness.
把你的教会能够带入一个饱满的里面，能够进入个成熟的里面。
Oh God, who is there in heaven and earth like unto thee, Oh my God?
主啊，天上地上有谁像你呢
？For you are holy，
因为你是圣洁的
；You are righteous，
你是公义的
；You govern the affairs of man，
你是在人的国中掌权的。哦，神啊
，Come，
请你来
；Come，
请你来
；Come，
神啊，你来
；Come，
神啊，来
；Come，
神，我们呼求你来
；Come upon us, O God，
求你降临在我们身上
，Endow us。Endow us. Endow us. Endow us with your power.
主啊，真的为我们加力量。
Endow us with your authority.
释放你的那个权柄。
Endow us with your glory.
在我们上释放你的荣耀。
That you might glorify the Son in these last days.
能够在这个末世的时候能够来荣耀你的儿子。
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
哦，主啊，我们称颂你全能的神。
Blessed be your holy name.
神，我们尊崇你这圣洁的名。
我们早上的聚会就停在这里，请家长跟副家长请留下来，好吧？其他的弟兄姊妹，就是麻烦你们可以尽快的，那个